This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Fiona, and I want to thank our listeners. We've had a lot of messages this morning, Broadchurch. Thank you for your messages. We appreciate it. Our next guest is Zara Jones, and Zara's going to talk to us. Has written a piece for The Guardian, and it's about, look, being trans and gender diverse in the regions, and in particular in Bendigo. Good morning, Zara. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. Good morning, Fiona. I'm great. Thank you.
Great to hear. Great to hear.
Oh, we were hoping to have Zara in the studio today. She was going to come and check out the Pride Centre, but another time.
Yeah, another time.
Another time when you're in Melbourne, please do come and let us know.
I'm really excited about looking at it, but, you know, life gets busy.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. For those of us who live in the city, we often forget what it's like to live in a rural and regional area. And, of course, you know, our understanding of, you know, how as a community we, you know, we interact in those communities and how those communities interact with us. You know, often our experience in a regional area, you know, is when we visit it briefly or whatever, you know, whereas when you live in those areas, your experience can be quite different to what we might experience here in the city. Well, not saying that in the city it's not perfect. Is that a fair summation, Zara?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a different experience from what I've seen and what I've heard from community between the two. And I think that the thing that stands out for us, particularly in the trans community, is about the small town connections. So it's very hard to come out slowly in a small town because so many people know each other and talk. And, it's very hard to do that at your own pace.
Zara, you started an organisation called Trans and Gender Diverse Bendigo and Beyond. How did that come about? You started in 2020, so it's still pretty new.
Yeah. So when I first came out, I came out in 2017 and started my search for community and understanding what transgender meant and how I would fit into that model. So looking around for groups in my local area, I had no luck of finding that kind of community. So I thought, well, I will post something on social media and just invite any other trans and gender diverse people to come down and say hello. I was just at a local park and I did that every month, once a month, and posted the invite. And it took about 6 months before people started coming. And then more and more people started coming, and I started to build this little network of community, which was really supportive for all of us.
And it also, you know, involved another really fun element, which is clothes swaps.
Yeah. So in 21, I decided that I'd had enough of the attitudes and just the looks from people when I was shopping for clothes, and also the expense. Like when you've got to change your entire wardrobe, yeah, that can be pretty expensive. So I thought there's got to be a better way to do that. And I put a call out to the broader community to say, do you have any donations? I'm going to do this once-off trans and gender diverse clothing swap to support the local community. And when we ran the event, we had people coming from Melbourne and from other regional and rural areas, and we had so many donations that we could see that there was just such an amazing need and support to run more of these. So we've done events across Victoria now, in Bendigo, Castlemaine, Werribee, Melbourne, down at Clinton, and they're great.
It sounds like you've developed from sitting in a park. Yeah. It sounds like you've developed a massive a groundswell and community effort, which is incredible. And I love the fact that people from Melbourne, who have no shortage of places to find clothes, are coming and joining in. I think it sounds like a really beautiful and fun connection and group.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we noticed too was it wasn't just about the clothes. The clothes are a great way to bring people in and you know, have something to do, because people tend to like things to do rather than just coming along to a support group and not knowing what to expect. But people would turn up looking for clothes, but they would make friends, they would have conversations, they would find resources there. And so it turned into, it's a real community support event, not just for clothing. And the other thing we found too was that there was so much support by people outside of the trans and gender diverse community, because there are so many of us that have expectations around how we need to present and what we need to wear. And so this gives people an opportunity in a very safe space to just try something new. Mm. And they can try it on, they can walk around, see how it feels, and if they don't like it, it can go back into the swap. So it's a really great place to explore.
And also I noticed that there was also other conversations about health services and, you know, I mean, the ability for you to use clothing as a icebreaker could lean on to so many other sharing of information.
Yeah, absolutely. And the resources that we have there, the resources table that links people into services that they may or may not know about, is really valuable. But also just the volunteers, the diversity of volunteers that we have can connect people to other groups as well. So, it's just a really great platform to connect people.
I think, you know, that getting that connection and particularly, I suppose, leveraging it and developing it in a rural area is really important, you know, as you've touched on. I think, you know, people need to really understand, you know, the work that you know, you guys and everyone up there is doing, because it's so important.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, well, I mean, it started because I needed that connection.
Yeah.
And now it's turned into, so my personal story is that when I came out, a lot of my social network disappeared, which is a similar story for a lot of trans people. And now I've reconnected with some amazing community, and I have these great volunteers that I work with, and it's just a completely new social experience for me, and it's so empowering.
What sort of age group do you have that come to your event, your gatherings?
So the clothing swap is open to all people, but we tend to have clothing from sort of teenage up, because we find that that's where the need for people who can't access clothing on their own is, whereas young people who are supported, like younger than teens, if they're supported by their family are helping them with clothing anyway, and they probably wouldn't come to our event on their own if their family aren't supporting them. So so other than that, it's up to all ages.
Mm.
They're just racks of clothes, and we don't have any issue with putting them all together.
Yeah.
And people can just explore, and there's no gender, anything like that in our space.
So, Zara, how can people find out more about the organisation and your clothing swaps?
So on our website, tgdbendigoandbeyond.org.au, and on there they'll find the info about the clothing swaps. They'll also find the info about our monthly social support group, which is actually meeting tomorrow. So that's sort of grown from that first social media call out to meet somebody down at the lake, to now we have a venue and we have a number of people that turn up each month and get good value out of that connection.
Well, Bendigo's a great city, so it sounds like you're doing a wonderful job with helping people want to stay in the area and stay in the community, which is really marvellous.
Yeah, absolutely. And we get so much great support by other organisations as well, including Yo Bendigo, which are running an event today, which we are doing our badge making at. We do badge making as it's a fantastic way to create conversation with the community. They talk about pronouns or they just have fun being creative with the badge. And while they're sitting there, they might be engaging with a trans person. And without that kind of activity, they may never actually sit and have a conversation with somebody who has a trans or gender diverse experience. So it's a really great opportunity. Mm. So that's at Bendigo today. If anybody's around and wants to come along.
You've heard it here, everyone. Zara, thank you so much for your time today. We've really enjoyed it and hearing more about what's going on in Bendigo. Thanks so much, and please do come and see us in the Pride Centre sometime.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Fiona.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.